New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Happy hump day.
Yeah, indeed. Ready to take it on?
Oh, well, that's it. I'm just charging ready to go this morning. A bit of dramas. Yeah. The old Adamstown tracks again.
Oh, no.
Waiting between trains.
Yeah.
3 seconds shy of 4 minutes I was waiting in between.
Oh.
I could have snuck in between there. Anyway, we digress. We move on.
We do. Good morning, Jess. How
good
are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
You've been battling electrical issues.
Here we go.
He's so nasty. He's so nasty, Jess.
What are you talking about? Look, I'm glad you just... having, like, a rental, you'd think if there's all kinds of electrical problems, they'd send out a Sparky to sort it out for you.
But at a cost to you.
Oh, what a...
Which
how
I was like...
That?
Yeah, no, not paying for that.
Doesn't seem reasonable being a, you know, a rental. They should sort that out.
You'd think so.
Definitely.
You'd think.
Anyway. Oh, well, landlords, who'd have them, eh?
Can't live with them, can't live without them, am I right?
Talking about this wedge-tail plane as well that they're sending over to nearby the Ukraine, just... Like, I was having a look at a picture. Have you seen the pictures of this thing?
No, I haven't.
It's like a regular sort of... It looks like a regular plane that you might go
like a
on.
A commercial plane.
Yeah, but then they've it looks like they've glued a big girder on top of it.
Oh, okay.
And you,
bit of scare tactics.
Well, it just looks like a really big, funny, like, I don't know, like an I-beam or something. That's
right.
Glued on the top. And that's obviously where all the radar stuff is.
Yeah,
stuck
right.
in there. It's a very interesting looking plane.
Are you a bit of a plane buff, are you, Kramer?
Not at all, but this one, I saw this one on
tell from your description.
On telly last night. I saw this one on telly last night. I was like, what even is that? It looks like it's top heavy. It's going to fall over.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure they figured that out, though.
I feel like they may have.
Being the Defence Force, you know? They probably gave it a test run before they sent it over. But exotic, like, I mean, I am genuinely interested in that. If you I guess, want to see what we're sending over there, it's a lot of money's worth. It's worth having a look at.
There you go. Crevo's sending you your homework for your Wednesday morning.
Google the Wedgetail Missile Defence Plane. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, going to be a great day. Going to be a great Wednesday. You've got your homework in order.
Excellent.
As you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And big news today for the Hunter around a major energy project. Yeah, Jess?
Yes, there's been talk about the Hunter offshore wind zone for quite a while now. There was some community consultation that happened earlier in the year and not too long ago. There was quite a lot of criticism about the fact that locals didn't really know that that was going on, that they didn't get their say. So this morning we're hearing that Chris Bowen, the Energy and Climate Change Minister, will be in the Hunter today to announce some changes to the Hunter offshore wind zone. They'll be even further offshore, apparently about 20 k's off the coast of Port Stephens and about 35 k's from the Swansea shoreline. They'll have their height capped at 260 metres, so we'll see what happens with that today.
It'll be fascinating to know if it's going to be even visible from the shoreline.
Well, yeah, the talk was that they probably may not be because they are so far out.
Yeah,
but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess that's the point of putting them so far out anyway as well, so people don't complain about their beautiful view being blocked here and across the Hunter.
Exactly.
And if they can work that out, that's a pretty good, you know, system to have, like, you know, all of this energy infrastructure and can't even see it.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah,
it would
definitely lower the amount of complaints, I think. If it's not blocking people's view, I think a lot of people will be like, let's do it then.
Yeah.
Just
exactly.
get the energy in.
Exactly.
Anyway, Friday night footy this week for our Knights prime time as well. They're in the prime time slot. Dane Gagai back as well?
Yeah, he is. So he has been off after a bit of an ongoing foot injury that he's had. Thankfully, we've sort of had the bye. So everyone's had a bit of extra time to recover from niggling injuries like this one. So Dane Gagai will be back this Friday night. Kalen Ponga will, of course, lead the team out. It's his 100th appearance for the club this weekend. We'll have to wait sort of until Friday to see if Bradman Best and Jacob Saifidi are going to be playing on Friday night. Depends how they pull up from State of Origin game 3 tonight. If they don't play, Inari Tuala will most likely be called upon should either of them be ruled out. But we'll just wait and see what happens.
Oh, they're two blokes in their 20s. They'll get up.
They'll be right.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, when you're young, your body just recovers. You just, I don't know, you're like a sponge. You just bounce back, don't you?
You talk about that as if you're no longer young, Stephen.
Yeah, that's true. I would be backing it up. I'm pretty sore, I reckon.
That'd be it for you.
Yeah, dusted. Oh, well, best of luck for the Blues tonight as well, I suppose.
Yes.
Fingers crossed they can at least get a consolation win.
At least one.
Just don't let Queensland have all of them. Yeah. Like, just no.
Greedy from Queensland, really, isn't it?
I think that reflects most people's sentiment. Thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, Creamer, if you are battling out in the cold this morning, and you know, you're thinking, I'd rather be anywhere but work.
Yeah.
How about a Stay Port Stephens holiday?
Oh, how good would that be? And in the Hampton-style beach house? Mwah.
Well, that's it. You get to experience coastal vibes, staying two nights in an amazing Hampton's beach house for up to 8 people with all the luxuries, the coastal vibes, like we said. Slow down that pace a little bit and just relax. Decompress.
Is that a little throw rug over the corner of your bed? Of course it is. It's a Hampton-style place.
Absolutely it is. If this appeals to you and you want to win it on us, make sure you register. Head to newfm.com.au. And then, of course, throughout the week, for the next couple of weeks, we'll announce one lucky winner. Stay Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. Or like we said, win it on us. Register at newfm.com.au. Now, Crevo, unfortunately, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to miss it. The Russia and Ukraine have been at war for, like, over 500 days now.
That blows your mind, doesn't it? Well over it. It's a year and a half, basically, isn't it?
It feels like just yesterday it all started as well. It continues to keep boiling over and over and over as well. And while we obviously don't condone this conflict, I have seen something from this that I think I can get behind.
Okay. Because it's not something you want, say, in the Hunter?
Yeah, well, I reckon we could try and implement it because there's no doubt that this conflict has caused additional stress to people in the region.
That's so true.
But people right around the world are feeling a lot of stress at the moment. Cost of living's right through the roof. People are doing it hard. So to try and, I guess, bring stress levels down, Vladimir Putin, who, of course, is the Russian president, he's the leader. He's implemented these new stress clinics right throughout the country.
Oh, this is to try and reduce the stress of the Russian people, is it?
Exactly, yeah, to try and reduce the stress of his citizens, who, you know, are obviously doing it tough at the moment. So through all the, like, major cities through Russia, he's implemented these stress clinics, which have all the bells and whistles and all the toys you could possibly need to relieve some stress.
A bunch of toys in there to relieve stress.
Yeah, yeah.
Fascinating.
So, you know, a couple of toys, a lot of A4 batteries sitting around, and basically anything you require to relieve a bit of stress brought upon by this extra tension, this conflict.
Well, when there's tension, you got to relieve stress. Maybe if he'd gone to one of these stress clinics, he wouldn't have been so stressed and started a war.
Yeah, well, the Russian Minister of Health has approved all these, green-lighted them, as of July 1st. So from now, we're going to start seeing them implemented right through Russia. I think, why stop there? Like, you know, that's
keep them going throughout the whole world,
you
reckon?
Seems like the tip of the iceberg. I reckon
just the tip.
Well, it is simply just the tip of the iceberg. But you're telling me that people in the Hunter couldn't use rooms like this?
Oh, just like
it's a stressful time.
Well, absolutely. As you said, there's so many, you know, pressures on life. If you can just release all that, everyone will feel better.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's like we said, this has been approved by the Minister of Health and backed up by research from, like, all these psychologists through Russia. And, yeah, so they've got...
And if you believe anyone, it's Russian psychologists.
Yeah, that's true. Take it with a grain of salt. No, this is something I can get behind. All the toys, the bells and whistles. It just, you know, and when was the last time you got to play with a toy?
Well, great question. As an adult, you rarely do.
Rarely do. There's rarely toys made catering for you.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you get a room full of them, happy days. That's what I reckon anyway.
Okay, we'll leave it there. New FM.
One, two, three. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
That it is. All right, here we go. This is where, of course, you're very excited about it this morning.
I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So, of course, this is our game where you essentially have to figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you.
Yep.
You got to sort of play detective. We say three words. You go, all right, what's the linking theme between them? Yell out your name as your buzzer and then say what it is.
So if I was to say to you, Crevo.
Yeah.
Samsung, Apple, Google.
All right, Crevo.
Yeah, go
technology on. Companies.
There you go. That easy. This is that simple. And, of course, today, if you can do that quicker than your opponent, we got prizes like you wouldn't believe. To cue your midweek blues, I suppose, for hump day.
Yeah.
Of course, winner of Three of a Kind gets two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John Stand for the Knights versus Tigers this Friday night, prime time. 8 o'clock kickoff, I think. It doesn't get better than that.
Friday night footy.
And you know what? We're penciling in a Knights win.
That's
penciling
right.
Penciling it in.
I've already written it down.
Cremo's done it in pen as well. He's not even erasing that. So if you want to see the Knights absolutely pump the Tigers this Friday, give us a call now, 4967405. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including drinks on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. So if you want to get involved and get your hands on those prizes, we need two Nova Cashews for Three of a Kind up next.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is where we give you three things and you just got to figure out what is the theme between them. You shout out your name as your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Those are the points and system sort of thing behind it.
All the T's and C's. Exactly. It's not really that complicated,
nah,
is it?
Really,
it's pretty easy
really.
For your Wednesday morning. And of course, if you can do that quicker than your opponent and you get to two quicker than them, I suppose, prizes for days today. We've got two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John Stands for the Knights versus Tigers this Friday, prime time at McDonald Jones Stadium, of course, up for grabs. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including drinks on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21.
Two words for you. Lovely jubbly.
Lovely jubbly. Let's meet the people this morning who are vying for these prizes. Let's first head to Raymond Terrace. We've got Kobe on the line. Hey, Kobe.
Hey, mate.
How you feeling? Up and chipper for your hump day?
Yep, feeling good.
That's good. You've got yourself
that.
A win already.
Oh, there you go. Wow. All right, Crevo's overtaking the show. Let's go next to the person you're competing against, Kobe. We're heading to Ellamore Vale. Leonie on the line. Hey, Leonie.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. You ready to go this morning?
Oh, I'll try.
Yeah, that's
you
all
got
you can
this.
Do.
You got this.
All right. The pleasantries out the way. Let's test the technology and then we can get into the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your name is your buzzer. Let's test said buzzers. Kobe, you're up first.
Kobe.
Yep, lovely. Leonie next.
Lee,
quick.
Oh,
sneaky.
Smart.
All right, I love it. All right, we know how the game works. We know the prize is up for grabs. Let's get into it. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your first three items. Corona, Tui's new Victoria Bitter.
Lee,
quickest.
Lee was so fast. What is it?
Types of beers.
Yeah,
correct.
We'll take that.
One on point. The board nice and early. All right, Lee, 1 point. Kobe,
okay.
Yet to score.
Number two. Here we
Number
go.
Number two. We've got screwdriver, hammer, spanner.
Lee.
Kobe.
Lee, quickest again. Oh rapid.
Tools.
Yeah, we'll take tools. Absolutely.
Holy dooly. You're like so quick. So quick. Congratulations, Leonie. You've got yourself
Thank you. All
the bickies.
Yeah, that's it. You're off to see the Knights this Friday, prime time at McDonald Jones Stadium. Of course, both our contestants as well. In for a shot at the Sydney Hotshots. Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. Kobe, can we get you back on tomorrow, mate?
Sounds good, mate.
Fantastic.
All right, lovely. Everyone's kicked a goal. It's hump day. We're giving away free stuff. Where else would you rather be? And Crevo, it's pretty well known right across the globe, really, that Australians have a reputation for being pretty laid back.
Okay.
We're pretty easy going.
Sure. I'm feeling laid back as we speak now.
Well, I'm glad. And I feel like that's the sentiment right across the country, of course. But a lady from the UK, a TikToker, she's come here for a bit of a working holiday type job. So like in her late 20s, she's decided, you know what? Going to come and explore the world for a little bit. So
get away from the terrible weather from the UK.
Exactly. So she's over here. She's clearing tables. Just, you know, so she allows her the freedom to travel around this vast land as well.
Yeah.
And experience it all while she's also earning a bit of coin.
Everyone knows the type.
But while she's been here, she's come across, well, she's taken note, I suppose, of some of what I quote are Australia's worst shopping habits.
Okay.
So she reckons she's never seen this in the UK before, but it's abundant in Australia. And I want to see how many of these you're guilty of.
All right. So here's crime number one, according to her.
Going shopping barefoot. It's gross and feral, and I have done it on multiple occasions. But to be fair, I live by the beach, and I don't know where my shoes are half the time.
No, definitely not.
Never shop barefoot.
No, I don't I don't like going into supermarkets. I don't know. Any shoes.
This is gross, but like, because they've got the tiles normally on the floor. It's nice and cold on your feet in summer.
No.
Yeah, it feels real good. It feels like if you're just ducking in for bread and milk.
No.
I reckon that's all right.
What? No. Okay. Well, that's an absolute no from me.
Well, anyway, well, that's the first crime. Let's move on to the second alleged crime.
Here we go.
Sampling before buying. Now, I don't think it's okay to eat grapes before buying because it's based on weight and the cost, and it's like thievery. But I know many Aussies who do it.
Oh, I definitely do that.
Eating the grapes.
You got to have one or two to see if it's any good.
You got to try the part. Could be a bad bunch.
That's right.
Yeah.
How am I to know? So that's one for me.
I don't even think that's a crime.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Anyway, okay. So there you go. That's two crimes in. Yep. Let's go to the third alleged crime.
Here we go.
Worn PJs. It's so feral and uncivilized, and I have done it on multiple occasions. But to be fair, when I want snacks, I want snacks.
Nah. Sounds like she's embraced Australian culture.
Oh, no, you can't wear pyjamas to the shops. It's an absolute no from me.
Yeah, I tend to... I've worn Audi quickly in.
Oh, so you're at 3 for 3 at this point.
Yeah, okay.
Another one for Stephen.
A notorious criminal. Stephen the kid.
Exactly.
All right, fourth crime.
Here we go.
Reaching into the back to get the item with the best expiry date. I've done it. I'll do it again. Do you know how much food costs? Yeah, I want it to last for a long time. Because throwing food away is not good for the environment. I don't think this is feral.
Nah, I'm
not a crime.
Nah, that's not even a crime. I'm not even giving that anything.
Yeah,
of course you got to do that. Why are you taking the milk that's going to run out 5 days earlier?
Hey, what do you mean she hasn't seen this in the UK before? Only in Australia. Well, the UK people just think is I don't know.
They don't understand food. Exactly.
That's it. That just seems economical.
Here's one more.
Making out. Don't be kissing and canoodling in, like, the cereal aisle. I'm just trying to get past you to get my Weet-Bix. Don't make my day harder.
Yeah, big no from me.
You hate any kind of PDA, don't you?
Big no from me.
That doesn't bother me as much. I don't care if someone is they're making out.
Are you guilty of it, though? Passionate breakout session?
No,
down the cereal aisle?
Very rarely.
Well, there you go. 5 crimes that are apparently specific to Australia in our shops.
You're guilty of most of them, turns out.
Guilty of most of them, yeah. I would argue that a lot of them aren't crimes anyway.
But the worst...
People from the UK, a little bit soft, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking from
and
this.
And a bit judgy, you know, judging people going in barefoot, wearing pyjamas,
well, that
just
is
the shops.
Barefoot is the worst, in my opinion.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And just after 7 o'clock, we have $350 up for grabs.
Woo!
With Trivia Check. Now, all you have to do to win that money is answer one question correctly. One trivia question. You get it right, cash is yours.
That'll cue you midweek blues.
Oh,
sure.
Wouldn't it? What? 350 slides in your wallet. You're like, sweet, let's go.
You're feeling pretty good. Like Rebo said, that's happening after 7. While we're talking about money, though, up next, we're talking pocket money. All the ins and outs, what you should be given, what other people are given, I suppose. A bit of a temperature check right across Newcastle. So, up next, Pocket Money Chat on 105.3 New FM. Now, Crevo, the other day I was scrolling through Newcastle Reddit, and a post came across my desk which caught my eye.
Okay.
And it goes like this. What's the going rate for pocket money these days? I've got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old that should probably start learning about money. What do you reckon is an appropriate amount of pocket money these days? I didn't really get pocket money when I was a kid.
Mm.
I don't really have a grasp on what is stupidly low or a high amount to give these kids.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to put it out there straight away. $4 a week.
$4 a week?
Yep.
Well, what'd you earn as a kid?
$2 a week. So double.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You don't get much with $4 a week these days.
You save it up, though. Save it. Say you do 10 weeks, there's $40. What else do you want?
Yeah, I don't know. I think $4 may be a bit low.
How much do you reckon?
Well, as a kid, I got $5 a week.
Oof, you're earning.
But then with the opportunity to then earn more.
Right.
So $5 a week got you your, well, for doing your standard chores.
Mm.
You know, the dishes, you know, taking out the bin, setting the table, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
If you then branched out to do harder tasks, you know, right, clean the garage or clean the car or, you know, mow the lawn or something like that, gave you an opportunity to earn more money than your standard $5 a week. You got to do overtime, essentially.
Yeah, well, I think that's not a bad system as well.
I think, though, with it being school holidays and the kids probably not in the car, it's a great time for us to talk about this.
Yeah.
Open it up to the people of Newcastle.
So I agree with that.
You can get in touch with us on our Instagram, at @thenovos_, or give us a call, 4967405, because people in this Reddit thread have got varying ideas on what is the appropriate amount.
And you and I don't have kids, so this is where we need your help to sort of figure this out, because it is, you know, a lot of people will be wondering about it, or you don't get to discuss so much. People don't like talking about money. That's why we're here.
And that's it. And like we said, the kids aren't in the car at the moment. It's school holidays. So a perfect time to chat about it and kind of compare the market, I suppose.
Exactly.
Get a temperature check right across Newcastle. Before we do open up the phones, though, my favourite comment on this Newcastle Reddit thread is, please take into consideration inflation and interest rate hikes. Kids are human too. You know, the young Australians bearing the brunt of the cost of living crisis once again.
Indeed.
Ridiculous.
Always the way, isn't it? So, 4967405, what's the going rate for pocket money these days? Or, also, double barrel here, what did you get as a kid?
Yeah, what did you earn as a kid? Were me and Cremo getting ripped off? Were we on a good wicket?
Was $2 a week too much? I don't know.
4967405, of course, get in touch on our Instagram, @thenovos_. And for doing so today, for sharing your story on the air, you go in the draw for a family pass to Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on now until the 16th of July. So perfect for the kids these school holidays. That's, of course, happening at Nobby's Beach. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes into the draw to win a girls' night out at the Sydney Hotshots Mayfield Hotel.
How good's that? 4967-4105 will get your calls on the air next. New FM.
We're talking pocket money, Crevo, at the moment, because there's a post on Newcastle Red at the moment asking, basically, what is the going rate for pocket money these days? So someone's posted inquiring, I suppose, about the pocket money they should be giving their 8 and 5-year-old respectively. Just wondering, kind of getting a temperature check across Newcastle, what is the current rate?
So an 8 and a 5-year-old, question for you, do you think they should be getting the same pocket money?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, because you had a brother. If you got different pocket monies, you'd be blowing up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's it. I think it's the only way to keep it civil in the house. But obviously you and I, we're not parents, so we're not really sure. All we have to grasp is what we had as pocket money as kids growing up.
That's right.
So what do you get as a kid?
$2 a week.
Yeah, same stiff, I reckon. I reckon you got a hard deal.
Yeah, probably did.
I got $5 a week.
Oh, swimming in it.
With the chance to earn more.
Yeah, I did have the chance to earn more if I did certain stuff, like wash a couple of cars or something, and you get a few bucks.
That's it, you get a few extra dollars. But we thought we'd open it up to the people of Newcastle, of course, on our Instagram, @thenovos_, and on the phones, 4967405. We do have a message on our Instagram from Kayla saying $10 a week or Robux/V-Bucks. And for those who are technologically illiterate, basically that's like currency, in-game currency for video games.
That's right. So you can spend that. You can get the stuff for your games if you want, or you can have real money, which you can use for anything.
So let's open up the phones, 4967405. And of course, all callers on air today go on the draw for a family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest until the 16th of July. So perfect for the kids this school holidays. And also in the draw for a girls' night out at the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21.
So prizes just for sharing your pocket money, or maybe what you got as a kid as well. Let's go to Rutherford first. Hey, Trish, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Now, what are you paying for pocket money?
Look, my kids are 29, 30 and 32 now, and I've actually got grandkids.
Okay.
But my kids used to get $5 a week, and then if they did extra chores, they got, like, extra money for the chores. But my grandson, he just hit high school, and he rang me up all excited a few months ago to tell me that he had a job, and I said, what's that, mate? Now, he's been playing soccer since he was 4, and he now referees soccer. He does all the little ones.
Yeah.
And he gets $13 a game for doing it.
Oh, how good's that? So he's rolling in wealth.
Yeah, why would you be doing the chores either? If mum and dad are like, you can clean the dishwasher for $5, and you're like, mum, I'm refereeing soccer on the weekend for 13.
I've got a job.
You're going to have to up your price.
Exactly.
It gives you a bit of leverage, a bit of bargaining power in the house. All right, let's head next to Jasmine. Nicole on the line. Hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
Now tell us, what's the going rate for pocket money, you reckon?
Well, I reckon pocket money's earned, not just given.
I agree, yeah.
Yes, and I used to get $5 a week, and my son used to get $1 for every chore he achieved.
Right, okay. So what, $1 for doing the dishes, $1 for taking out the bins, all that sort of stuff, hey?
Yes, yes.
What's the most he could earn in a week, say?
I did about $20 a week.
I said it, you're broke. You didn't change the system. That's what you're doing.
Got a young Elon Musk there by the sounds of it. Let's head next to Catherine Hill Bay. Alicia, how are you? That's the way. Now tell us, what's the going rate for pocket money?
Look, I was never given pocket money myself as a child, so I kind of made this one up. But I do the age of the child, so when my baby was 5, he'd get $5 a week. When he was 6, he'd get $6 a week. So it was fair, and like you said, he could earn extra if he wanted to, say, wash mum's car. But, yeah, it was whatever age they were was what pocket money they'd get.
And he got a raise for his long service, you know? Like, every year he was in the business, he got a bit of a cheeky raise, did he?
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, he's 17 now, so.
Yeah, right, so he's still earning a raise. If he sticks at it until he's 20, he gets 6 months off for long service, isn't it? Oh, that's all a bit exciting. All to play for.
Well, there you go. Cool. A couple parents right across the Hunter giving us, I guess, a bit of a better idea this school holidays, of course, about what is the going rate for pocket money.
A little bit of research to wrap things up. In New South Wales, the average is $8 a week, which is down from $10 a year ago.
Well, there you go. And you were 4 times under the average. Yeah. You were getting absolutely ripped off, mate.
Terrible, terrible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Trivia check. It's hump day.
I know.
$350 up for grabs for your midweek blues, if you don't mind.
Wouldn't that go nicely? Just like, you can treat yourself maybe, or knock off a couple of bills, whatever.
Well, we're going for a cheeky pub feed this evening.
Yeah.
Maybe we head to, you know, instead of heading down to local, we head down to Surf House or something like that.
Oh, we can't nick the money.
Oh, that's true. It's not
that's
for
not
us.
For us.
Anyway, that's something.
It's a good idea.
Perhaps you could invest this money in if
that's
you
right.
win yourself $350, of course, with Trivia Check this morning. 4967405 is the magic number. One trivia question between you and that cash moolah in your back pocket. It's not. There's no hoops to jump through.
Nah.
There's no real T's and C's. What you see is what you get. One question, $350 up for grabs. It is super simple, and we'll get one person playing on the other side of this.
And up next, we unearth a bit of a, I guess, scandal in the Philippines.
Ooh.
Because they've made like an ad for their tourism over there. You know, like we have the Opera House Australia type one.
Yeah.
But they're using footage from all different countries to advertise the Philippines.
Sneaky.
Sneaky, very sneaky indeed. That's up next though. Now though.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Let's do it. $350 up for grabs on your Wednesday. One question between you and that cash moolah. If you're new to the show, welcome. We do this every single morning. So if you're sitting at home and you're thinking today, I reckon I could do this.
I can do trivia.
Make sure you keep trying. Hit us up on the phones, 4967405, because we just love giving away that free cash moolah. Like I said, one question between you and this morning. $350 for your hump day. And should
That's
we
right.
meet the lucky person vying for said cash this morning?
All right, we go to Millfield up first. It's Chris. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, have you ever done a trivia question before?
Occasionally.
Nah, you're qualified then. You got this. All you got to do is get this one correct in within the 5-second timer, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Are you ready for your question, Chris?
Get me with it.
All right. Best of luck, mate. This morning, the question is, according to the Economist Intelligence Unit's 2023 index, what city was named the most livable in the world?
Paris?
Is it Paris?
Unfortunately not, mate. Not too far away, though. We're in Austria looking for Vienna as the city.
I actually remember hearing that on the news.
Have you ever been to Vienna?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, well, me neither. Have you, Crevo?
Yeah, I have, actually. Nice part of the world.
You recommend?
Yeah, good schnitzel and whatnot.
There you go. Crevo's tick of approval. Two sides to every coin, though. Unfortunately, while Chris has not run away with the money this morning, it means it jackpots tomorrow to $375 for your Thirsty Thursday.
How good's that? Now, if we head over to the Philippines for this next story, because tourism there is a very important industry.
And wouldn't it be nice this time of year?
Oh,
escape the winter, escape the cold, head to the Philippines.
Bit of scuba diving, sitting on the beach, couple of cocktails. Absolutely superb.
It is a place that really doesn't need a lot of help in terms of advertising their tourism. It pretty much advertises itself, doesn't it? It sells itself to tourism in the Philippines.
Yeah, white sandy beaches, you know, fish grilling on the beachside as you wait with your delicious... Yum. What's the beer from there that's so famous? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember either.
Anyway, it's an amazing place. Great part of the world. So they've launched a bit of a campaign to boost up the tourism numbers and get a bit of income in that area.
Yep.
Probably as we head into our winter here. So they've basically, you know, the tourism authority in the Philippines has launched this campaign called Love Philippines, right? Which is a great idea. Good little simple campaign.
Yep.
And they had a big ritzy, like, launch party and everything. So they've spent a lot of money on this, big dollars.
Yep.
And as part of that, they've launched this, like, video to show some of the great parts of the Philippines so that can be, you know, broadcast around the world to get some tourists in. Now, unfortunately, very early on, soon as this thing was launched, there was this blogger from the Philippines whose name is Sas Rodrigo Sascot.
So right, okay.
Plenty of sass in the name. And he's pointed out that parts of the video showed countries that were not in the Philippines. Now, it wasn't just like one little bit at the start or the end. The rice terraces that they showed were in Bali, Indonesia.
Right, okay.
Problem number one, right? Then they actually showed some sand dunes. Now, there are deserts in the Philippines.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But these sand dunes were in the United Arab Emirates. So
not the Philippines.
Nope, absolutely wrong. Then we moved to the airport runway. So showing like the scenes of somebody arriving, you know, getting ready for their holiday.
Yeah, build the excitement.
Unfortunately, this airport runway was in Switzerland.
Oh, no.
Then they thought maybe for this video we'll show like a little bit of, you know, just everyday life. So they showed like this fisherman out there just catching some fish, perhaps for you to enjoy while watching
the
sunset.
Beach, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the fisherman was in and from Thailand.
Oh, no, no, no. They've had a mare, haven't they?
Yeah, absolute nightmare. In fact, most of the video was shown from stock footage from other countries.
What, so they've just gone online and tried to find the most aesthetic footage from around the world and gone, we'll chuck that in. No one will be the wiser.
Nobody will know.
And you know what? I wouldn't be the wiser. If someone from the Philippines hadn't, you know, this blogger hadn't been like, hold on, I've never seen the Philippines before. Why would I have any reason to think they're lying to me, to not believe them, you know?
Oh, well, it's a live and learn situation, isn't it?
That's absolutely crazy. Oh, well, still better than the infamous See You in the NT campaign, which was run for the Northern Territory.
Everything's better than that.
Now to the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kids, Lucy and Josh.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
A mostly sunny day on the way. Tops of 20 degrees with the light winds. Another cold night with some lows of 27 degrees and ahead of us another sunny day tomorrow.
All right, that's part one. Now for part two.
Tops of 21 degrees forecast for Thursday. Right now it's 3 degrees in Maitland, and that's the latest from the Hunters 100% Live at local newsroom, 105.3 New FM.
Whoa!
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, a bit of a different one there, wasn't that? Amazing, Stephen.
Yeah, incredible. Twins in studio. You guys can't even get anything against each other, can you? Oh, we've got to do everything together.
That's it.
Someone wanted a one-up, I'm sure.
Now, I do believe we've got a shout-out on the way. Let's hear it. Who's it for and why do they deserve it? That's you. Yes, there we go.
Happy birthday, Declan. It's his birthday.
Yeah, there you go.
And is it school captain as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, Declan sounds like an absolute legend.
And speaking of birthdays as well, you guys scored yourself a party as well, so...
That's right. Off to Kids World Playland, you get that for free. That's on us. And it's so easy to become a Weather Whiz kid as well, right?
Yeah, make sure you head to newfm.com.au to register for all that fun, especially this school holidays. You guys, you know, looking forward to going back and sleeping in maybe? What's going on?
Yeah, a bit of a sleep in. Yeah, plenty of nods all round.
Yeah, that's what I reckon, hey.
School holidays are made for that.
If I wasn't here, be sleeping right now.
Definitely.
That's what I reckon.
Me too.
You once again, newfm.com.au, the place to register if you want to become the next UFM Weather Whiz Kid.
Simple as that.
And Crevo's producer Scott and I were chatting off air yesterday, after the show. We were having a bit of a catch-up.
Mm.
And he's talking about how he's been going for some beach runs, right?
Oh, nice.
I tend to do the same. Keep I like to do fit. A run from basically Merriweather Baths all the way up to, like, the Anzac Memorial Walk.
That's a good run.
And then back down. Nice and scenic, and you get to, you know, if you're lucky, you see some waves. Get a view of the skyline. Very scenic, very like aesthetic walk. Me and Scott were both sharing our passion of doing this, but he brought up that he's noticed over his time doing this run that there's more and more like camper vans or caravans parked up at Bar Beach car park.
Oh, nice place to park and enjoy the scenery.
But you're not allowed to park there. Bar Beach car park as well is... It's hard to get it parked there at the best of times, let alone when people are nicking it. But it's even worse. I've noticed it more and more so at Nobby's Beach.
They're vehicles. They can park there.
There's bugger all parking there anyway. And when half of it's taken up by people who are, like, basically squatting there, I think it's pretty inconsiderate.
Is it really half of it, though, or is it just a few?
No, be real. No, because there's only that small little car park right before you go to the break wall.
Mm.
There's only, like, that little four-hour bay right on the beach there. There's only, I don't know, there must only be 24 bays there. Not a lot.
But what you're essentially saying is you're basically, like... body shaming the vehicles because they're just because they're a different shaped vehicle. You can't discriminate against them.
That's a ridiculous argument. You know it. You're gritting ear to ear in studio because you know how silly that is. I just think
just because yours is a small car, a small little thin car, you're saying like the big tubby camper van not allowed to park there. What's
wrong
with
that? You
didn't
watch your language. The emotive language you're using to try and spin this yarn is unbelievable. All I'm saying is one. I think it's. I don't know if it's illegal, certainly frowned upon by the authorities. They certainly move you on. And I think it's inconsiderate to just park up in that prime spot on the beach and just sit there.
Where should they park then?
In, like, designated camping areas where you're allowed to camp, where it's encouraged to camp, where other people are camping.
Are they allowed on the road? Are they a vehicle? They're allowed to park there. What you're saying is just because you want your little... like fancy beach run, somebody who's maybe doing it tough and doesn't have a home of their own.
They're on holiday, Crevo.
And not allowed to park there.
They're
some
on
are
holiday.
Not. Some are living in those vans, probably.
I think, like, I liken it to the classic grey area of going to the toilet in the disabled dunny. Like,
no, not the same.
It is the same. Like, you're not meant to do it. You're not meant, like, people still do it. You're not meant to, though. I just think, I'm not sure legally. Like what the ramifications are of this, but I think regardless, even if you are allowed to do it, you should save the camping to camping designated areas and allow like the public beach to be accessed by the public.
All right. Well, you and I don't really, we're not agreeing on this, but we thought we could get Newcastle's opinion on it. 4967-4105, is it right or wrong for like a bigger car, like a little camper van or whatever, to park at the beach? Is that okay? Or are you Team Stephen, it's no. Only like little sedans are allowed there.
Of course, up for grabs for sharing your opinion. I'm done talking to you, Crevo, for sharing your opinion on the air today. You win yourself a family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on down to the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. And go in the draw for that, plus in the draw for a Girls Night Out at the Sydney Hotshots Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. 4967 4105. Right or wrong, to park, to leave, to camp up with your camper van at the beach car park.
I've got a van. Am I allowed there? In my Toyota Hiace?
Not overnight. You're not allowed to sleep in it overnight there.
What if I want to go at night just for a little nighttime swim?
Wrong. 4967 4105. Are you allowed to park your camper van and I guess essentially squat? Stay at the beach car park.
It's fine. Stop bothering these people. No, are you waking up with the Novos here on UFM?
And we're at loggerheads in studio, Crevo, because I'm on the firm belief that I reckon all these camper vans and caravans parking up at our beach car parks, you know, Bar Beach, I've seen it at Nobby's as well, is getting out of hand. It really is. Like, they're taking up this prime real estate. They're not, basically, they're essentially getting rent for free, and they're just inconsiderate. Like, I've seen them pull up the camp chairs. I saw one 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
Full Weber out the front.
What are you, against barbecues at the beach? Ridiculous.
That's
the most Australian thing you can have.
Not against barbecues at the beach at all. What I am against, though, is people squatting, taking up these car parks.
It's like you think you own the car park.
It's a public car park. The public owns it. I'm part of the public.
Who are they, though? Are they not part of the public?
No, but it's like a four-hour bay, and people are sleeping in their cars in there overnight. Like, they're like on holiday. They obviously must be doing a trip up the coast or something like that, and they've come and seen the beautiful Newcastle coastline.
Sure.
I thought, I'm going to stay here for a couple nights. And, like, I mean, that bay, that car park at the end of Nobby's, before the breakwater there, must only have 24 car parks. They take up, honestly, sometimes you can't get a bay in there.
All right. Well, this is the discussion. 4967 4105. Are you Team Karen or are you Team Creed?
This is the question we're asking here. Of course, if you do get involved in the show, you go in the draw for a family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on now at Nobby's Beach till July 16th. Good luck getting a car park there. Or, of course, you go in the draw as well for a girls night out. 4 people, including drinks, on arrival to see the Sydney Hot Shots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21. I don't know why you're laughing. You genuinely might not get a car park.
You'd be fine. You're panicking over this for absolutely nothing. All right, let's go to Trono. Hey, Shaz, how are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm laughing my head off at you this morning. Really?
Which side of this debate do you sit on?
Mate, if I want to be a gypsy and park my caravan at Nobby's, I'm going to park my bloody caravan at Nobby's.
Yeah, who cares, right? It's a public car park. The key's in the name, right?
That's it.
Oh, but a key in the name as well is also the big four-hour park sign that's sitting there that people just seem to ignore.
Come on, buddy. They don't even keep up to that in the shopping centre. Yeah, so big deal if they're doing it in their caravan.
Yeah, exactly right. Thank you. Some common sense. Because, God, I'm not getting much in studio here.
All right, turn it up.
To Cessnock next. Hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I just think that at the moment in New South Wales, there's a rental crisis. There's a lot of people that are homeless.
Yeah, I agree.
And so on. And look, if they're lucky enough to have a vehicle that they can actually sleep in, and so on, they need somewhere to park that vehicle. They're not allowed. Like, there's a lot of places they're not allowed to park their vehicles and sleep. Sort of thing at night.
Yeah.
And so I just think that, like, for the situation at the moment with renters and so on, I think that
just let them park there, right?
They should have every right.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, thank you. Once again, 100% of callers saying, if someone wants to, you know, sleep in the car park for a night, why are you bothering
Liz
us,
Liz is David? Right, though. There's plenty of places they're not allowed to park their car and sleep. Beach being one of them.
Oh.
That's right. You know what? You can park anywhere else, but don't take up that prime real estate. That's what I reckon.
Not in my back beach. That's what old Karen over here is saying.
I thought I'd get more support. I genuinely did.
No one on your side.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, for the first time last night in my short quiz trivia, pub trivia hosting career,
yeah,
got proper heckled.
Oh, no.
Heckled.
What pub were you at?
So, Bar Mellow is where I'm at every Tuesday. day. So we have a quiz that starts at 7.
If you want to see what Stephen looks like, that's where you go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And he's like, the staff are so nice there.
Yeah.
Really, they do look after you. I honestly really do enjoy it. It doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
But I was there last night for the first time, genuinely got heckled.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I was reading out the results, and there was a few boos and a few, oh, you pinch marks from us, you know, a few explicits and stuff like that.
Right.
All in good nature. It was a bunch of blokes all in there probably like early 20s. Had a few drinks, you know, really enjoying
loose,
the night.
Having a good night.
Yeah, really enjoying the night. And harmless, right?
Yeah.
Harmless to all the other... All the other contestants just giving me a hard time.
Right.
And I fueled off it. Like, I think it made it more fun for me, less awkward as well. I don't know.
So was there any kind of cheating or anything going on or not at all?
Well, I don't know. They didn't win, so.
Right. It didn't work.
If they cheated, they didn't do very well. That's all I'll say.
Oh, well, if you want to see Stephen in action, Bar Mellow, of course, is where you can catch him. Tuesday nights, is it?
Yeah, Tuesday nights. Yeah, we start at 7. Anyway, up next, though, this Friday night, the Knights taking on the Tigers. McDonald Jones Stadium, prime time, 8 o'clock. We'll get Lockie Fitzgibbon on the air. What's the goss up next with producer Scott? What's on the way, mate?
Gents, the biggest movie of the year is only days away from being released. I won't tell you what it is. You can have a guess at that one. But the soundtrack is causing a lot of people wanting to put their 2 cents in as to who's on this soundtrack. Let's talk about it next.
Right, okay. Now, a lot of mystery from Scott. Oof. Not giving away a lot. He's a cagey man.
That he is with his cloaks and everything that he wears around. Now, though...
We've seen this kick before. It's awful. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
All right, Crevo, after the bye last week and a resounding win the week before that, the Knights, they're back Friday night, McDonald Jones Stadium, playing at home against the Tigers. And we've been lucky enough to be joined by Knights star, Lockie Fitzgibbon. Hey, Lockie, how are you?
Morning, fellas. Doing really good. How are you guys?
Oh, never better. Now, how are you feeling heading into this game?
Yeah, really good, obviously. Back home, Friday night, 8 p.m. slot against the Tigers, who haven't been going too good, but, you know, they showed up last week and, you know, they're in the fight for probably 70 minutes of the game. And first game back after the 66-0 win, it's shaping up to be a really good fight.
Yeah, well, it was a resounding win, of course. And then you guys had the bye after that into, like you said, prime time on Friday. Has that, like, built the excitement, you think, throughout the week? Have the boys been raring to go?
Yeah, I think so. We had a bit of time off, a bit of time to freshen up, and all the boys are fit and fine, ready to go for Friday.
Now, Friday night footy is always a bigger crowd and a different feeling. Do you guys get a different vibe on the field as well when that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we probably get the best crowds in the game, I believe, and there'll probably be over 20,000 there on Friday night. I think, yeah, hopefully get a big crowd there. KP's 100th game for the Knights. So
of course, yeah.
You know, the crowd just keep turning up, so...
Yeah, fingers crossed they'll turn up in droves. Throughout the week, though, a bit of bittersweet news from yourself, Lockie, because, you know, you signed an exciting new deal with the Super League, but it means you will be leaving Newcastle. What do you want people from, you know, Novocastrians to remember you for your time here?
I started in under, I think I was 18, so it's been over 10 years coming through the night system, and, you know, I thought it was just the right time in my career to make the change, and... going over the Super League was something, you know, I've always wanted to do, and you know, the timing and the window just seemed right now for a new challenge and a new adventure. And, you know, we've got 8 more games and I want to finish on a high, and if we can sneak into the finals, that'd be ideal. But to answer your question, yeah, I think I just want to be remembered as, you know, a local boy who, every time I went out on that field, I was passionate about the jersey, and I'm always going to be a fan of the Knights, and when I get back to Newey, I'll be sitting on the hill cheering the boys in the future.
No, we can't wait. And fingers crossed you'll be back sooner rather than later, of course, for us. From a fan's perspective, though, I'm just kind of curious at how a signing like this works, because being overseas in the middle of the season, you can't really tour the facilities and stuff like that. So how does negotiations and stuff like that come about?
it is a hard one. There's a lot of Zoom calls with the CEOs of different clubs overseas and the coaches with different clubs. And, you know, I've lent on a lot of boys who are currently over in the Super League playing that I've built relationships with in the past. And also boys like Jacko Hastings, who spent some time over there, who obviously plays for us. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's the world we live in now. But like you said, still 8 games to go in this season. You never know. September is a magical month. Yeah, you can if you sneak in. You never know what's going to happen. So best of luck on Friday night, mate. Fingers crossed you get the win.
Should be a cracker. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, gents. Appreciate it.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, Scott, you're throwing around big claims about this year's biggest movie. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, the biggest movie of the year, gents, hands down, has got to be the Barbie movie. Margot Robbie herself in the title role. But I do believe, just what I've heard and read and just my eager beaverness to go and see the movie, that there's going to be lots and lots of Barbies and lots of Kens in this movie. So that'll be interesting to go and see.
Like into the Spider-Verse, but into the Barbie-verse.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Well, rumour has it on the rumour mill that Mattel's going to open up the can of worms into a Mattel toy-verse. But that's a whole different kettle of fish. Where
that it is. Now,
wait to see.
Multiples. Are you? Because you're a big fan of this movie, right? You're excited about it, right, Scott?
Yes.
Are you into the idea of multiples?
I think it'll work. I think it'll work really, really well. So I think it's a good path for them to go down for the movie.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
But the soundtrack, gents, is what everyone is talking about because there's some big names on the soundtrack. Talking to Kid Laroi's on there, Lizzo, Dua Lipa, Charlie XCX, even Ryan Gosling is doing a song.
I think Billie Eilish is on there as well.
Billie Eilish is on there as well. But there is still one track, which is TBC, to be classified. And it's got the world talking a little bit as to who it could be.
Now, yeah, I've heard rumours 1D, mate.
That's it. That's the one. I reckon it's 1D. If I was a betting man, I'd put money on a reunion song from the lads. You don't reckon, Grievo?
No. They're never getting back together.
Don't tear me down like that. Don't do that to me.
I'm saying it, and it'll be announced tomorrow they're back together. I'm calling it early. I'm going to say they're never getting back together, and that's Crevo approved.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot of big names on this album, so it's going to be a good movie, I'm pretty sure. The first reviews are out. It's all very, very positive. It drops on the 20th. That's the official release date, but do a bit of a sneaky. There's a couple of early sessions on the 19th around the Hunter.
Oh, you'll be there for sure.
Oh, 100%, lads.
So this mystery artist, though, hasn't been confirmed. We still don't know who's singing this mystery track.
Still don't know.
Oh.
We're waiting with bated breath.
You're such a song tease.
Right. But it's got the internet talking.
Yeah, Scott's got his ear to the ground, of course. Obviously, very keen for this. So I'm sure as soon as it's announced who this mystery song is from, you'll be right across it, hey?
Of course.
Yeah. You'll be there for the midnight screening and everything to give us a full update.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Now, Crevo, make sure you keep your phone handy, because coming up, your chance to get yourself in the draw for a girls' night out. 4 people, including drinks on arrival, to see the Sydney Hot Shots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21.
Now,
that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, won't it? What? The Sydney Hot Shots, they're like extremely, extremely good looking. They're getting out, doing their thing.
Bit of dancing, I think, for
you. I think so as well.
Drinks on arrival.
It's quite warm in those places usually, so they don't wear all the clothes because it's too hot, right?
Oh, well, that's it. And they're working hard. They're athletes, dancing around and all that. You need to have breathable clothes. You need to let your skin free and cool off and sweat.
That's right. And they always get rid of all the hair and stuff as well, so it's nice and like breathable to the bodies, you know, air to the body.
Now, of course, this is happening July 21, and we're sending people, you know, all week through to get have a bit of a girls' night on us there.
Exactly, for free.
But I think you might be on the same wavelength as me here. I think we have someone in the team who'd be perfect as an addition to the Sydney Hot Shots.
Oh, like a Newcastle Hot Shot.
A Newcastle Hot Shot to add, just to make it a bit more local. I think he might be sitting in the producer booth. I reckon we could get producer Scott, who's been known as the male model around the building.
People have said that.
In as a bit of a Sydney hotshot. What do you reckon?
Look, we'll chat more about it, you know, in coming days. But I think if he would be willing, He'd do a good job.
All right.
And as our producer, sort of his job anyway, isn't it?
Well, that's it. We can throw him under the bus. No dramas at all. Anyway, like we said, your chance to get yourself on the shortlist for that up next as we talk about how the kids broke the tech this school holidays.
Yeah, so maybe it was TVs, iPads, iPhones, or other brands of phones. Even this video I saw yesterday, my friend shared it to me. He's got a couple of kids himself, so he's like, oh, imagine if mine did this.
Yep.
Basically, someone's got a notification from their Ring camera that they've got set up in the lounge room.
Right, okay.
Just keep an eye on the kids when they're, you know.
School holidays.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah. What they're up to. Anyway, these two kids have got a video from YouTube on the main telly in the lounge room,
mm-hmm.
and it's a video of this guy, like, popping all these balloons. And, like, very furiously trying to pop them as quickly as possible.
Part of a game show or something?
Something like that.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the kids have gotten excited by this, and they've grabbed a couple of the SingStar microphones from under the telly, like the little drawers under the telly, and they've decided they're going to get involved and pop these balloons as well. So they've started banging the SingStar microphones, smashing them on the TV to try and pop the balloons. And the TV, the first hit, it, like, handles.
Yep.
And it just, like, flashes a little bit. And then they start banging into this TV. Bang, bang, bang. And it just, like, slowly kills the entire TV.
Oh.
Just smashes the screen. And you watch as this, it's a good one too, like, it's at least a 60-incher, is just smashed to smithereens, basically. Stops working.
I assume young kids as well, you know, probably don't know better.
Toddlers.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just big enough to stand up. So that's why the dad, you know, has put on, like, a balloon popping
show.
Keep
them entertained, yeah.
Oh, the kids love this sort of stuff. And they're sitting there on the couch when he went out for a coffee or whatever. He comes back in, no more 60-inch TV.
Oh.
Absolute nightmare.
That's a double whammy as well, because no longer do you not have a TV, but that's entertainment source for the kids.
That's
now
right.
Now you got no TV, and you got to find a way to entertain the kids.
Now you got to talk to them or something.
Oh.
What a nightmare.
Doing that. No good at all.
What we wanted to do here, 4967-4105, what did the kids break in the tech world? Like, was it telly? Was it their own iPads? Your phone? Sometimes they, because you give the kid the phone maybe at dinner or something just to keep them entertained while you have 5 minutes of conversation and a glass of red.
In the cereal bowl. In the soup bowl.
Oh,
something like
no.
that.
4967-4105, what piece of tech did the kids break?
And of course, if they have broken their iPad or their form of entertainment, whatever it is, we have on offer for you some entertainment this school holidays, of course. Best callers on the air, off to see the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on now till the 16th of July. So this Sunday coming, of course, for your school holidays at Nobby's Beach. Make sure you give us a call, 4967-4105. What technology have the kids broken?
Has anyone else around Newcastle lost a telly? RIP to this 60-incher as well.
Yeah, it looked like a good telly, didn't it?
Good TV. 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. We're talking about when the kids have broken the technology after my friend sent me this video of these two kids smashing SingStar microphones into a telly. This beautiful 60-incher just smashed to bits.
Not a malicious attack. They were just trying to get involved in the video on the screen.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Sometimes it happens with kids.
Yeah, that's right. They think, oh, this is a bit of fun, you know, and they don't know about consequences yet. And
exactly.
That's all right. It's this learning process. Just sucks if it's your TV.
Anyway, though, we thought while school holidays are on and the kids aren't in the car, let's dob them in. 4967-4105. When did the kids break the tech? Let's go first to Holmesville. We've got Jen on the line. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Now, tell us, when did the kids break the tech?
I have three children. Uh-huh. My eldest is now 22, but when she was four, she would always go and find all my chocolate stash. So one time I put it up the top of my wardrobe, built-in wardrobe, and she decided to climb up the drawers in the built-in to get to the chocolate, but pulled down the TV on top of it and had to get rushed to the hospital with a knife gash like on the side of her face near her eye. So, having it fall on top of her, but I think you learn a lesson after that.
Was the TV okay, though?
No.
Ah, oh, double whammy.
Yeah, off to the hospital and a broken telly. What a disaster.
That sounds like a rough day, that does.
To Canwell next. Cherie, did the kids break the tech? What happened?
Okay, so let me set the scene for you guys. It's early 2000.
All right.
My mum's a single mum. She has six kids. My brother,
went and made makeshift nunchucks.
Oh, dear.
Out of two spanners and a bit of rope.
Oh, yes.
Mind you, this was the first ever TV, flat screen TV, that we had ever had.
Oh, luxury.
Saved up for it.
So,
finally got it.
So,
yeah.
He's in the lounge room and he's swinging them around, and one of the spanners came loose and whacked a black dent in the screen, and we watched that screen turn black. It consumed that whole TV, and our lives were destroyed.
Oh, no, because then you're back to the old TV and
yes.
stuck with that, and you had the flat screen in your grasp.
Yeah, about 15 years later, we still don't let him live it down.
Well, that's what
no
I was going to ask.
Hell.
How long was it till anyone spoke to him again in the household?
We every time we bring it up.
Still haven't spoken to him.
No.
Yeah. When's your first flat screen like that?
I know.
I understand holding a grudge. It's not, you know, stuff like that. It's expensive.
Never forget.
All right, let's wrap this up. We'll go to Georgetown with Jackie. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hello, good, thank you.
Now tell us, when did the kids break the tech?
Oh, a few years ago now, we could only afford one PlayStation controller. The boys shared the room. One of the boys threw the control over to the other boy, the other bed, and bam, smashed his front teeth. It was a very expensive and time-consuming experience. And now we have two, obviously two PlayStations and controllers now. But yeah, that was certainly a learning lesson.
Now, when you say you threw the controller over to him, I imagine a little lob, a pass, but you don't crack your front teeth in with a little lob. I imagine there's a bit of force behind this, a bit of malice.
Yeah, so boys being boys, and games,
Here was you thinking, I'll save $30 and not buy a second controller, and then massive dentist bills after that.
Yeah.
Absolute disaster.
That is a disaster. You know what, though? I remember as a kid, video games brought out the worst in me. I didn't like the person I became when I played video games.
Never played since. Fair enough.
Yeah, real hothead. Anyway, well, I guess that'll wrap up our show for today, of course. Happy hump day to everyone. Hope you have a good one. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Before we go, though, let's announce our prize of the day, I suppose. A family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest. I reckon Shaz in Toronto can take that one.
There we go. Done for the day. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow.
See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.